This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then in hip hop audio review, Mickey Facts, Blue and Knots, the narrative EP. No bio this time. We've done Mickey Facts. We've done Blue, and I hope you know who Knots is. Knots actually has some producer credits on a couple of Dead in Hip Hop mixtape projects. So go back and go listen to all of the mixtapes that we done dropped over the years. Knots also has produced for Griselda. Man, Knots be everywhere. You may not know the fucking name, but Knots has been everywhere. Ken, I saw this and I was like, oh, hell yeah, nigga, Mickey Facts and Blue, we got to do it. And I'm not going to front, man. Like, I really enjoyed this. Knots' production on this fucked me up just a little bit. Just a little bit, because I know how dope he is and I know how grimy and sinister he can get, but I didn't realize how clean he can be too. You know what I'm saying? Because this really felt something like a Blue in the Exile project from a production standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Very, especially the way it comes in with Stay Down. Very, I want to say gospel, but it's not gospel, and it's not kind of churchy with the little, you know, you know, that type shit. You know what I'm saying? But man, Mickey Facts and Blue did their thing on this. Freedom with Coda the Friend. Coda's your guy, ain't he?
Yeah, Q put me on the Coda, but yeah. Yeah, Coda's getting out there, man.
Yeah, Coda killed that shit. I thought that the production on that, like, was similar but different. Like, a little herky-jerky, but still had some soulfulness to it. Like I said, man, Knots did his fucking thing on here. It's a very short project, Ken, 6 songs, but I fuck with all of them. Like, when it goes to Roll Up, that's the Knots that I know. I was like, okay, nigga, like, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the Knots that I've come to know and really like. But man, like, I just think that for such a short project, Knots gave him a lot of different stuff. Blue and Mickey, they fucking spaz on all this shit. So, you know, I don't really have much more to say outside of listen to this shit, because this is a dope fucking project.
Yeah, this was really good, man. And I found myself listening to it, you know, on repeat. A lot of great features on here. I thought Ahmad Amari was nice on the hook. There was another one that was on here. Oswin Benjamin did his thing too. That track One with Fashawn on there. Even C.R.E. the Kid, man, I was surprised to see his name on here. I was like, C.R.E.?
But you know what? He's getting a lot of random features lately.
Yeah, I just didn't expect this partnership.
I feel you.
Because of the style of music he's making, it's more Southern. But it worked. Like, him singing the hook on there and shit like that, I was like, dang, it actually blended in really, really, really well. You know, I love, like, the content, too. The things that were being said on Dark Souls. You know, I like how Blue kind of introduced himself to new timers, you know, when he was talking about his dad and stuff like that. I definitely think Knots was like spot on with this goddamn production on here. And I think the interesting track to me was Rain with damn freaking Asher Roth.
Because of Asher Roth?
Yeah, I was like, where the hell he been?
Yeah, I know. He been MIA.
Yeah.
So, you know, the G-Eazys and Little Dickies, yeah, all the motherfuckers that took his spot. Yep.
But I like that sample on there. He sampled Missy Elliott on that one. too. But yeah, it's only 20 minutes long, man. But I think it's very compact, precise, mm-hmm. and to the point.
It is.
And that's what I like about it.
And you know, like typically with such a short project with so many features, it would feel diluted, but mm-hmm. it didn't.
Nah.
Like it's weird because that would typically be a criticism of a project like this, but it's just not, man. Like, I feel that they executed what they wanted to.
Yeah, it was weird because I remember when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, that person kind of got that Eminem kind of flow going on. It was fucking Asher Roth. I'm like, bro, come on, get your own shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's definitely a dope project.
But yeah, no, definitely go check it out, man. Look, it is extremely short, only 6 songs, 20 minutes. So we are going to forego our favorites on this joint, but we are recommending that you go listen to this and go support these guys, man. You know, they're not little names, but they're not the hugest of names. Mm-hmm. So any stream, any download, any support that you could give these guys, man, it goes a long way, especially when it comes from an entity such as Dead in Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, we support all types of hip hop music, especially when it comes to the likes of these guys. But look, again, thank you for the support. Stay tuned for the next week that we are going to do. I already gave you a little gem. Mike C-Town will be heavily involved in the next week that we do. So stay tuned as I will keep dropping little gems and nuggets before we do it. But you know what it is, man. Tomorrow we'll be back with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.